Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. Welcome. This is Kobe. He's an amazing, amazing musician. If anybody hasn't
Thank
heard
you,
of
thank
him,
you.
it's been a speedy day for me. So I did like, I'm doing a lot of
Oh,
interviews.
geez. Busy Saturday.
It has been a busy Saturday, though. Like, this morning started up as kind of like a slow Saturday, but it's like when the day goes by because you're distracted and you, because I remembered we had an interview. And I was like, because I remembered a pop-up came to my phone. And I was like, that's you. And I was like, oh shit, I remember.
I feel you.
But hey, welcome. Good to it's
Thank you.
excuse me. Now I'm sort of my words. It's good to have you. That's what I meant.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I'm stoked. You've been talking a lot about me, so apparently you must have been excited because you kept nonstop texting me like about it. Like
Oh, yeah.
I got like
I
multiple
just wanted to
messages.
make sure I was like on time and like I didn't miss it or anything. I was like known to like do that, just like you just like forget something or something like that. So I just wanted to make sure I had it in the schedule right.
Are you always this persistent?
When I need to be. If it's important, then yeah.
Oh, so this has been like hugely important.
First interview, so pretty pumped.
Oh, what's your? I thought you did more.
Nah. This is the first one.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, facts. This is kind of wild.
Oh,
But
yeah.
it's dope at the same time.
Same thoughts exactly. Right, we got much to discuss here because I love your profile.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Now, gotta ask because, first of all, that's amazing. You made a compilation picture on Instagram, with multiple albums,
Oh, yeah.
all of them I remember. Sade,
Nice.
Michael Jackson, Toto, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston. So, what is the
Yeah, some classics.
significance of putting that out to the world? Like, did you make that or did that mean something?
No, there's just like my dad has like a big record collection. So we were just like going through some of his old vinyls. So I just like found some classic ones out and I just had to wanted to get a picture of them and just like put them out there. Just some of like my favorite ones, some I hadn't heard before and like just ones I really enjoyed.
Oh, that is so nice. That's so
Yeah,
nice.
yeah.
I do miss vinyls. I used to play vinyls. I don't do those anymore. I miss vinyls.
No, not anymore.
Oh no, and I also don't really like kind of forgot about them for a hot
Sure.
minute. I forgot.
You know, with streaming and everything, it's like so easy with everything just on our phone or our computer to listen to like everything we need to. So it's understandable.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
But
And
yeah.
sometimes I forget about that. When I go to my uncle's house, he does not have like he doesn't have phones. He's old fashioned.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Like sometimes when when we're over there and we visit, it's almost like we forgot about modern life. He takes a
Oh,
whole
like
trip
modern.
down memory lane.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's gonna be kind of. It could be nice to disconnect sometimes too.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
Oh, yeah.
we're so used to technology now. It'd be so weird now, just thinking about it.
Absolutely. I totally feel you. I mean, now the world's even more revolving now.
Exactly.
Hey, I like having my phone around.
Same. I can't agree more.
Oh, I remember these albums. Oh, I remember all these.
Nice. Yeah, no, some classics. Thriller, of course. And then I have like Stevie, I think like Hotter Than July, and Tracy Chapman up there, I think.
Yeah.
Whitney, of course. Legends. Yeah.
I remember these. My dad played these.
Nice.
He.
Got that in common.
Oh, yeah. Like, he would play them in the car, or he would play them just around the house, or sometimes, even when I'm getting, at the barber shop, they would play these.
Yeah, true.
They would play them, and I love Thriller. Like,
Of course, the
God,
whole.
I love Thriller.
No,
And.
facts. Top to bottom, that album's like flawless.
Yeah, and it's actually, I heard it's the best-selling album by a male and by a solo artist, so it's like, it was really good.
Yeah, crazy. And like before streaming too, which is even wilder.
Yeah, which that's good to find out too, is that I knew the album was, released before,
Yeah, of course.
2023, but to have it blow up like, that was really impressive.
Honestly.
That was like out of the water, kind of crazy.
Honestly.
Yeah. But just in addition to, of course, all this, which I need to like, we actually have a new track out. It's called Champagne Poetry, which I was like
Yes.
thinking, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
It's first of all, the title was crazy because I've never heard of champagne and poetry going together. So,
Oh, true. It's just like
curious though,
a. Oh, sorry. Continue. Yeah.
oh no, go for it. I was gonna ask.
Oh.
I was gonna ask about it.
Yeah. Just from like it's a Drake's track from his album CLB. I think it was like the intro track on his album, the instrumental. So I just like did a freestyle to it, pretty much.
Oh, okay, that's amazing. You took
Yeah.
inspiration. That's a good look at you. I like that. Okay,
Thank
now
you, thank you. Yeah, gotta get information for some inspiration from Drake, of course.
Oh, he's legendary.
Facts. Fellow Canadian too, so.
Oh, you're from Canada.
Oh yes, from
Oh,
Canada.
cool. It's crazy. I've met so many musicians. I think the most had to come from Canada. I think the most I've
Really?
Yeah, like I've
Oh
met
wow.
like how many people from Canada? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Oh, jeez.
Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch.
That's crazy. All right. I'm in some good company, though. I'm happy to be the next one on the list.
You're in a lot of good company, especially Toronto and Montreal's like central for
Nice.
music.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, where in Canada, by the way?
From Mississauga, just like it's a bit outside of Toronto, actually. Maybe like
Oh,
a
so you're
half,
not
20 minute,
Toronto.
half hour if traffic's okay.
Ah, okay, so you're not far from them.
Nah, pretty close.
Awesome. That's so nice. Music is popping in Canada, I've heard.
Facts, it's a good time, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's doing their thing, which is nice.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Oh, look at that. Some of my friends even follow you.
Oh, geez, nice.
RJB, Rimrez, Meryl
Oh,
Production.
yeah, and Bo, yeah, I met them all from the ESMR Revengers stream, just on YouTube, like Bo's stream on YouTube, made some good connections.
Oh, did you get reviewed there?
Yeah, a few times. I usually send my tracks in. I think he's up like on Saturdays usually.
Oh, I love the guy.
Yeah, which is nice because like it's nice to just have like a community there to like kind of give you feedback on your songs. There's always something you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're always like honest, and they're always like they always keep it real, which is always honestly it's all you need when you're in terms of reviewing music. So it's nice to go there.
You are not wrong, and it's free listens, you know.
Exactly. Got the songs out there somehow.
Absolutely. And it's crazy though how much he's popping because we're doing a new review show, you know, starting this month. So it's nice to see him still popping and still.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, no, every single new track I get, I'm always gonna send it into him. He's a dope guy.
No kidding, he's amazing. You guys, like, how's your relationship now? Like, how you guys, like, how are you? And like,
oh yeah, we're good. We're good. I haven't had a new track out in a little while now. I think Champagne Poetry was the last one. That was like just early, I want to say like early December last year. But we're still good. Like, he always like, he'll hit me up in the DMs. He always asks me to send in tracks. Like, let me know when the stream's going on. He made us, not even if I have like a song to show, just even I just want to like hop in, listen to some music. It's always nice.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a chill guy. So, jokes man, too.
Definitely. He looks chill in his Instagram videos, too. He looks so relaxed.
Yeah, definitely.
But wow, early December. And speaking about new music, something must be coming because in your bio, you said you're plotting with a headphones emoji. So what's coming? I gotta know what's coming.
Oh, it's plotting. So pretty much right now, I've just been working on getting like an EP out. So I have like a few tracks together, like I've written out for that. And I'm probably going to put that out hopefully within the next few months. I just want to get it like get in the studio, trying to get it recorded and then put that out for the world.
Impressive.
That's the plan for now. Because yeah, like last year I did a lot more singles and stuff. Just kind of get the name up, kind of build my platform a bit more. And then, but now I'm just like, I feel like I'm good for, I have enough tracks. I feel like I have a good little project together for an EP.
Ooh, I like EPs. EPs, I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, they're always nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. And how has that been, by the way, you know, doing this new project? Like, how has it been?
It's been good. I've been like some tracks are newer, some of them I've had written for a little while now, just like chilling on my phone. And then like some are newer, so I like kind of just been piecing together which ones I like and which ones I don't as much, or like which ones kind of could fit together on a project together. But it's been really good. And then like I got into the studio with one of my boys just like a couple months ago. I got to record a couple tracks for it, and then hopefully gonna get some new ones recorded soon. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited, honestly. Get the cover art going. Just need to get it, like, recorded, mixed, mastered, of course, and then put it together.
Ooh, so exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And look at you, you have laid out plans for how to do the music. Is that how it's always been, you know, with music, or are you just more concentrated now?
I feel like I'm more concentrated now than I was before, for sure. Like, before I used to, like, I'd be more kind of, I guess, like, more spontaneous or, like, sporadic. Like, if I wanted to, like, I had a track ready, I just, like, record it, try to, like, kind of edit it together myself, and I, like, put it up on SoundCloud back when I was first releasing music. But now I'm kind of more focused on, like, trying to plan out, like, a single, like, try to get one, like, once a month or something like that, every couple months, something like that. And just kind of have, like, a better game plan, I guess. But yeah, I think that just comes with more as you like kind of do this more. You kind of get an idea of what you can do better and how to be more efficient and stuff.
Absolutely. And you must have been one of those artists that was kind of like whatever, right? Like you just release some music just for whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I am not surprised.
Yeah. And that was like the early SoundCloud days. But then like I kind of, once I started putting my stuff more on like streaming platforms and stuff, I got more focused because it was like a bit more serious at that point.
Oh yeah, I can see the growth now. I can definitely see the growth. And how early on, like, was this 2018? Like how early on or how long you've been in the game for?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like I started, like, at first I just started, like, writing just, like, in my room by myself, like, just for myself. I kind of kept it more to me. And that was, like, I want to say, like, 2015, 2016, maybe. And then, like, 2017, 2018, I started putting my stuff on SoundCloud more. And then I think just, like, early 2020 or, like, late 2019 is when I started putting my stuff up on SoundCloud and, like, got my Instagram page more going and try to, like, promote myself more.
Oh, so it was all, you know, promotion.
Yeah, yeah. But then, like, still making, I'm still always writing music at the same time. But I'm just, like, I guess more, like, meticulous with which ones I pick to put out, like, record and put out.
Right, right. And it makes sense for the promotion, you know. You must be a small artist, then, if you're doing this much promo.
Oh, yeah, you know. No, yeah, I wouldn't consider myself big at all. Like, still small. Still have, like, a few hundred followers on Insta. Still growing and stuff. But that's all part of the journey, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Keep growing, you know.
Exactly. Facts.
And, you know, speaking about being new. So, you have not been... You're not, like, a decade-long artist. Like, you started, like, for 5 years, right?
Nah, yeah, not that long.
I figures. Now, additionally, with everything else that's been going on, you know, is there any ways, in your opinion, you know, that can improve, like, your views or improve, you know, your listenerships? Like, what would you do to improve, you know, in your case, the listenerships?
Yeah, true. That's a good question. I feel like, I think the best thing to do is just continue to, like, post more. Maybe, like, try to get more on different social media platforms, of course. Try to get your songs out there more. Send them into different, like, places for playlists. And just, like, honestly, network with people. You meet, like, a lot of people just, especially, like, on Insta and stuff, just, like, genuine people that, like, actually, like your music. Like, try to connect with them, see what they like about your music, and just, like, grow from there.
Nice. I'm glad you have a good formulated plan. Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, just keep making music, keep trying to promote it, post it, have people share it. Anyway, any support is always appreciated.
That's really good. It's really good. Yeah. And this is another thing that I was very curious, you know, just out of the blue, just... It's just out there, how do you plan to take your music to the next level? Do you have a plan for, you know, take the music to the next, you know, level to upgrade it a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say try to get in the studio more. Like, early on, I was doing a lot more of my stuff just, like, myself, working through it myself, just, like, I recorded on my microphone in my room, and then just try to, like, edit it. Like, early SoundCloud, I was still, like, using GarageBand, I think. But, like, definitely moved past that now. But now, like, try to, like, send it out to, like, I have a guy that mixes and masters my stuff. He always does a solid job. So, like, send it out to him. I got, like, cover art coming in. But in terms of, like, getting to the next level, I feel like just kind of working more on getting, like, that top quality, like, sound in terms of, like, audio quality. That's what I really want to make sure I have. Because, like, it has to be appealing to the ear in order for people to really want to listen and continue to listen to your stuff. So that's, like, that's an important thing for me now. I'm pretty confident with, like, my writing ability. So, like, yeah, just more about the production-wise, I think.
Oh, so production's been kind of, like, so far?
I wouldn't say it's, like, it's still very solid, especially considered to what I had before. But I still just want to, like, learn more about it and just try to get it, like, top quality, I guess.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
You gotta get to the best quality. People are gonna be listening to you. They're gonna spot out, you know... Songs that don't really have good quality, fans are really good, you know, spotting out what's not right.
Exactly. I feel like that kind of made me hesitant earlier on, too, like, when I was, like, just doing my stuff by myself, because, like, I wanted to make sure it sounded very good before I put it out, but then, like, some people would be like, oh, no, just put it out, it's great, and I'm like, I'm, like, more of a perfectionist with that stuff, with my music, I guess, but yeah, but now that I, like, have, like, guys that come and help me mix and master and everything, it's definitely sounding much better than before. I'd say.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely sense the improvement. Perfectionist.
Yeah, thank you.
Perfectionist. Has that always been the case, you know, or it's just a phase and then you're done?
Like the perfectionist thing?
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of always been a thing, I think. I usually just want to, like, make sure everything's, like, in terms of music, at least. Yeah, like, since I started writing, I kind of just wanted to make sure it was, like, the best it could be before I even, like, showed it to anybody else. And then, like, even when I'm, like, recording and stuff, like, I want to make sure, like, if I mess up a verse or something, I'm, yeah, like, I'll, like, go back and redo it until, like, it sounds, like, exactly how I need it to.
Oh, that makes sense, because you kept messaging me every day to this point.
Oh, yeah. Just have to be persistent. Sometimes persistence is key.
Alright, well, sure, let's go with that. I'll take that. I'm
kidding. Yeah, yeah.
Does that side of you, the perfection side, reflect in your music?
I guess in a way, I guess just more with, like, my recording process, it does, just, like, in the way I said before, like, just, like, make sure I'm, like, hitting everything I need to, and, like, the flow is good, and, like, everything sounded perfect. I think that came more from, like, when I was doing stuff by myself, since I didn't really know how to do, like, navigate, like, production-wise more, I had to, like, make sure that the best thing I could do was my rapping, so I had to make sure that that was, like, on point, perfect. So, like, even if the production was a bit lacking from one end, the lyrics would be still on point.
Mm-hmm. So your whole goal is the quality. That's good. That's quality.
Yeah.
And totally respect, you know, I totally respect the thing about, you know, making sure you sound good because, you know, people are really judgy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, facts. Exactly. Especially with social media.
Yes. That cannot be any more true.
Facts.
Like, if you want haters, go on to social media.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But so far, it's still been nice. Probably because I'm so, like, smaller. But, like, my social media is still great. A lot of support, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of motivation. Yeah.
You're not too bad. You got 184 followers. You're not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Still growing. I remember, like, back in the day when, like, I was just happy to get, like, 30. So,
yeah.
Once I passed that 100th mark, I was like, okay, we're doing something.
Oh, this is the city we're talking about. Mississauga.
Oh, yeah, Mississauga. Yeah.
Oh, Mississauga. Okay, I've never heard of that. You're the first person from around there.
Okay, nice. Happy to be the first one.
Yeah, because I did on Toronto, and Montreal, but I've not done this city before, so you're the first
true,
one.
True. Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, like, just with, like, our area, Toronto is definitely, like, the more well-known city globally. So usually, like, people would just be like, oh, yeah, Toronto. That's so people would know it.
Well, it's actually the most popular one, too. It's,
it is. Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
100%.
It's the largest. 2 million people live there, so it's a definite 2 million
mm-hmm.
already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you put the
exactly
with the cute little champagne emoji. That's nice. That's cute.
Oh yes. I'll try to, like, put an emoji next to a track when I put it out.
And I knew you were plotting something because you put plot in. I knew you were doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew you was.
So that's the plan.
Oh, yeah.
EP on the way.
Oh, yeah. I like fun. I like when people say, coming soon to a screen near you, or...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to get the hype up a little bit.
Yeah, we need the hype.
But at the same time, it's also about the follow-through, too. Before you just hype it up and then you can't follow through, that's a different problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And I admire the work ethic too. I admire the, you know, other work ethic. Like, I know how it feels like to, you know, be a small artist and working as hard as you do. Like, I get how that
is. Yeah, facts. Facts, yeah, exactly. It can get tough. You just gotta keep pushing. Especially if it's, like, something you really enjoy doing. It always makes it easier too.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, there's another thing that we need to talk about. And
okay.
Regarding with the page, it's lacking something. Something is lacking.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to say.
And it's not about your follows. And it's not the profile pic because without your face, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Wait, is that actually you in the profile pic?
That is me. That is me in the pic.
I
definitely need some more.
You do not look
I definitely need some more pictures on my feed.
Oh god.
I think it's mainly just my tracks, but I gotta get some pictures in there.
You do. You're
100%. Honestly, that was one of my like things I wrote down for like my page for this year. I was like, I have to make sure I put out more pictures.
You do, because it just looks so boring. All you posted was, you know, tracks after tracks after tracks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not as engaging. I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's get it.
But no, that's the plan for this year. More pictures on the way, for sure.
That's good. And also, you don't look Canadian at all.
Really?
No, you look like from New York or from St. Louis.
Oh, geez, nah. Canadian. Born and raised.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding, I know. And wow.
Oh, where are you from, actually?
I'm down here in Texas, so I'm across I'm across the state.
Jeez, okay. Dang, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I wouldn't be worried about that, because you'll be everywhere.
Exactly. That's the plan. Global, international.
Oh, no, I'm serious. You'll be everywhere.
Yeah, wow. Appreciate that, for real.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to keep pushing, always.
You should, because this interview will be published everywhere, so you gotta give the fans something.
100%. And again, thank you so much for the first interview. This is kind of crazy to me. This has been dope.
Aww. Shucks, dude. You're making me a blush.
Oh, jeez.
I like that, actually. Now, your song coming later today, it's called Mayday, right?
Oh, yes, Mayday, yeah.
Is that a solo song, or is that part of something later?
Oh, that's a solo song. I put that out a little bit, like, I think it came out last year at some point. I think it was one of my, like, of all the songs I put out, it definitely got, like, the biggest positive reaction from my followers. So I think it was, like, a fan favorite, if you will.
Oh, so that was your favorite.
That's one of my favorite ones. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you put out a survey and all your fans said that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah.
Wow, okay. Nice. I like the term Mayday, you know, like an emergency or something like that.
Yep. That was the thought process.
No kidding to come up with that kind of name. You must be crazy. Something must have insanely happened for you to go like that.
Not even really. I think it was more the... I don't even know how I came up with the hook. I think it was more the instrumental. I feel like the instrumental always kind of dictates what I do with a song in terms of like where I put, like how I rap, how I'll flow, how I'll like do the hook. But like the instrumental just kind of, it gave me that feel. So that's why I went with that.
Oh. I like how your brain, I'm going to be picking at it for a while.
Oh geez, okay.
Now, the reason why I got that song open up because I want to open up this, your whole methods. So you already have a plan in mind for releasing music. What is the method or the way you do things, you know, within music? What's yours?
Oh, like writing process and stuff?
Mm-hmm, writing, recording, the whole shit.
Yeah, usually like, in terms, I'll usually like write a full, I'm going to write my full track out first before I even try to record it. Everyone's different though. So like I see like some people might like more freestyling and then they kind of go off the freestyle and build from that. But me, like I usually will have an instrumental and then once I have that loaded up, I kind of just sit with it, listen to it, and I'll like pull out my notes on my phone and I'll like just try to write a verse. Usually I'll start with a verse first, but it depends on the song. Some of them I've started with a hook first. And then like once I get that down, like usually I'll write it like night times, like usually when the inspiration hits. And then depends on the track. Sometimes, like, I'll finish, like, a full song in, like, one night, or I'll do, like, the first verse and the hook, and then I'll come back to it. Or, like, I'll do the first verse and come back to it. Or, like, if I even just get, like, an idea for a song, and I'll, like, just, like, record it on my phone, so I remember how I was, how, like, how I flowed and how I was thinking on it, and I'm, like, come back to that later.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, then I'll usually just practice it a lot before I even record it. So then by the time I'm ready to record it, I already know, like, exactly how I want to rap. So, like, the recording process isn't too long, which is nice. I also feel like that comes a lot with how, like, how I was doing it before, just, like, by myself more. So, like, I kind of had to do everything, like, more one take, make sure everything's ready, because I just wasn't as, it wasn't, like, I didn't know how to navigate production as much before.
Oh. Interesting, interesting. And this little process that you have, is this work for every song, or you do, like, different ones for every bit?
I'd say it's pretty consistent for most songs, but, like, some songs, like, I'll have on my phone for a little bit, and, like, it's sitting there, and then, like, you write it out, and then, like, you kind of try to go back to it, but you're just not, like, feeling it. Like, you're, like, not in, like, the headspace to continue it. So, like, at one point, like, I'll come back to it and, like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to finish this track up. Then, like, I'll write the second verse, or, like, I'll finish it up, add a few tweaks here and there. But, yeah.
Oh.
I think fairly consistent for most.
Nice, nice. And that's crazy. Some people have different methods. Now, I do need to... process too, like, why do you believe in a constant method, you know, for the music? Why do you feel like you have to constantly use the same thing?
I feel like I need to. I feel like maybe because I've been doing it this way for so long, maybe I'm just, like, more comfortable this way. But I definitely could, like, branch out, think out of the box more. I'm trying to freestyle a bit more now, just, like, on the mic, because, like, different, like, ways that creativity hits you. Like, I don't want to, like, box myself under one method. I say just, like, for the ones I've put out so far, it's usually been consistent. But, like, not to say it wouldn't change.
Oh. That's interesting, because most people, they switch it up from time to time. So I was just curious. Yeah. For me.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. And yeah, definitely. Switching it up, is, I feel like, is really necessary. Because you don't want to get caught just doing the same thing over and over again. You want to, like, kind of branch out, do, like, different things, experiment with different types of music. It all comes with, like, the more you do it.
Absolutely. And it makes sense, you know. As you were saying about the, about your method, it kind of, you know, makes sense to me, because, you know, having the same method works every time. Like, I totally get it.
I'll fix it.
You have a backup.
I see where you're coming from too, though, because, like, you got to make sure you're, like, trying new things as much as possible, especially with music.
Yeah, definitely. But do you have a backup plan if it doesn't work?
Yeah, just working still, just, like, part time stuff and everything.
I meant the songs.
Oh, like, the songs, if the songs don't work?
No, what if your process for the songs doesn't work?
Oh, for the songs. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I gotta switch it up. That's all it is.
Are you up for switching it up?
Yeah, definitely.
You sure?
I'd say so.
Are you prepared, though? Are you prepared if that happens one day?
Yeah. I'd be prepared for whatever. With my music, yeah.
Nice.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the same process, let's go into the music a little bit more, though. Now, since you have the same process for making music, does that reflect the way your music vibes?
I'd say it reflects them all. I feel like each song, they don't all sound like, they don't all have the same vibe. I feel like that really depends on the beat I went with and, like, kind of the flow or, like, the pace I went with. Some of them are, like, more fast paced. Some, if it's, like, a slower track, I'll be kind of, like, more smooth, more like a vibe. But some of them are, like, more energetic, like, if you want to get, like, pumped up. So I think there's, like, a decent variety.
thank God. I thought you were going to be like one of those.
No. You gotta give the variety. No one wants to hear the same thing over and over.
Exactly. And
yeah.
Yeah, people do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I feel like, yeah, that's why you got to make sure you got to make sure you're like branching out and like trying to be as creative as possible, because I can give you new sounds, new vibes, and like different songs connect with different people in different ways. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing how well you connect, you know, your music. Even feels like you're talking to me sometimes. Even feels like that.
Oh, geez. High compliment. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to hear.
Yeah, of course. Remember, I was going to say,
I'm just glad people enjoy it.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
And the reason why I said it is because I was in the same shoes as you not too long ago, so I only get where you're at in your life now.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah, you can relate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with all the amazing music that you're making, you know, of course, with Champagne Poetry, Mayday, which we'll be able to hear right after. You know, what are your goals and ambitions for this new year? Now that 2022 has officially started, what is your, you know, goals and ambitions, or that one thing you're looking for?
I guess I just want to get my following up more. I think that's just, like, the main goal for the year. But also, I just want to make sure I'm more consistent with, like, posting. Like I said, I want to post some more pictures of myself, obviously. Like more consistent with that, kind of more consistent, like, marketing on different, like, platforms. And then, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the main goal. And keep having fun with it, of course.
Nice goals. That's really nice goals.
Yeah. It'd be cool to get some, like, maybe, like, some performances in or something, like, when stuff is open. But, yeah.
Performances, you say?
Yeah.
I have something that could
fix. Yeah, most definitely.
I have something that could fix that.
Oh, true.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
Oh, geez. What you thinking?
Well, have you heard or have seen virtual concerts before?
Yes.
Oh, I have an open... Well, chance and opportunity for you.
Okay.
We're doing a new series of concerts, so I've been telling people all about it.
Okay.
If you want to be in it, I'm opening up this opportunity. We are having another one in the next few months, so I'm going to reach out now to see if you're interested.
Oh, I for sure be interested in that, yeah.
It's a step up to concerts, and the last one got over 200 views the last time we did one.
Jeez, okay. Nah, yeah, I'll definitely be down. Like you said, all part of the plan of just building up the platform this year.
Yay, oh yeah.
That'll be unreal, yeah.
I just figured you now because you need support, and...
Most definitely, yeah. I appreciate you reaching out.
Yeah, of course. It's been too much fun.
No, for real.
Absolutely. And now this is another serious thing that we do need to discuss, because you've been hearing a lot about COVID. How has it been for you and your own experience making music during the year, during like the age now of the vaccine and the pandemic?
I don't know if it's changed much for me in terms of, like, music. I've always been, like, more kind of, like, to myself with my music and everything. So, like, I usually am just by myself and I'm making it. So, like, I think it got me more focused last year, I guess, because everyone had, like, so much time. We were inside. Everyone had, like, so much time to themselves. So, like, it kind of got me more focused on trying to put my music out there more, which was nice. So, yeah, I guess it kind of got me more focused, I'd say, interestingly enough.
Oh. Now, that's wonderful, it's amazing. Now, how has your music been before and after the pandemic?
Uh, Before and after. I'd say before it was less consistent, maybe. And then after it definitely got more consistent. And like, I don't even know if it had more to do with the pandemic or more just like as I kind of grow more as a writer. And like, I kind of get more, I've just like improved with my writing ability a bit more. Kind of like can get more personal, I guess, at points, rather than just like rapping.
Yeah. Interesting to hear. That's good. And just in addition to that, do you feel like your music has grown or declined, you know, because of the pandemic?
I think grown probably. But also, like, I feel like, because also, like, when the pandemic kind of kicked off is when I started, like, to put my music out more. So, I don't know, like, yeah, it can all, they just kind of happened at the same time. But, I think it's definitely grown, for sure.
Oh, that is really good. It's really good to hear.
Yeah.
That's really great. Congrats on the growth of your music. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And I cannot wait for your new projects. I'm excited. Congrats on Champagne Poetry.
I'll keep you posted on that. 100%.
Yes, baby, yes. And of course, congrats on Champagne Poetry. That's a really dope song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really like that one when I put it out. It's just one of those, like, I heard the instrumental and then it was just like, I need to write to this.
Yeah.
So, and then here we were.
Oh, that reminds me of when I write music.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes the inspiration just hits and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's always like the best feeling in the world when I be here being, I'm like, yep, I'm writing to that. Yep, I feel it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can just like get in your zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. And hey, even congrats to your dad finding all those amazing vinyls. I need to go back to buying vinyls.
No, 100%, man. Definitely.
They're
like collector's items now. And they still sound great. Top quality.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I need to go back to Barnes & Noble and give vinyls. I know they sell them.
Oh, yeah. True.
Absolutely. And when you, if you visit America...
It's nice to just like go hunting for some, too.
Ooh, interesting. And when you visit... Go to Barnes & Noble, you need to visit. It's really nice.
Bet. I'll make sure I do that.
Yay. Anyway, thank you again for showing up and for being here.
Most definitely, yo. Thank you for having me and for putting up with the constant messages.
I'm not going to thank you for the messages, but I might not forgive you, but I will. We'll grant you this, though. Is there any last words? For the audience, you know, any last thing you'd like to say?
Thank you for tuning in, for listening. My Instagram just ko.b__, if you want to find me. You won't be disappointed if you listen to my music. Thank you for anyone who follows or listens and just supports, gives me any type of feedback. And thank you to the Wrap It Out podcast for having me on.
Of course. Anytime. Literally anytime. And hey y'all, don't go anywhere. Make sure you check out Code B down below. Hope you all enjoy Mayday, which you'll all get a chance to hear. You'll all get a chance of exclusive listen to the entire piece. I listened to a bit, trust me, it's gonna be really good. And stay tuned for Code B, he's plotting something, and you know, we can't wait any longer. I'm just kidding.
Say no more. We're on it.
Yay. Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting. I'll see you all next time. I can't wait for more memories like this. And here's a teaser. Season 3 will be coming in a few months, by the way. I will catch you all the next time. Have a great evening. Love y'all. Have a good one. Peace out.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
But when under pressure, I lightly resort to new measures. I grind till I get there, that's any endeavor. You know that I'm young, black, and clever. I'ma go after the scepter. Just trying to cruise round the ville with my dogs like Cruella. This getting serious, my flow been hideous. Leave them weak in the Poplidius. Young K. Odysseus, they been oblivious. Same way these verses insidious. Normally I've been good spirited. Pass me the mic and I'm ominous, villainous. Hearing this, know it's a different experience. Think you're a match and just do your due diligence.
I beg if you please.
I remain vigilant. Dangerous gear when I get in it.
Whoa.
Don't have no peers in this element.
Whoa.
Cause that could hinder development. Stand in my way and you're heaven sent. I think that method is evident. We breaking out of the tenements onto our betterment. Got a problem, leave you under the sediment.
Whoa.
That's just a fact.
Mayday, mayday. Mayday, mayday.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This kid's been falling way above his pay grade.
Before we fade to black, let me dig into the pack.
What?
I've been done with cutting slack.
Kay.
I'm not going for the plaque.
Nah.
I'm just trying to claim the map.
Facts.
How I plan on doing that?
How?
Same way cesium and water react.
Ha.
Something like that's the result when I get on the track. They can never insult, they ain't got it like that.
Never a chance.
But my principles Bernoulli, but still known to get unruly.
Jeez.
Check the chronology, it's like I'm straight out of prophecy. Honestly, try to execute it flawlessly.
Flawless.
Not the king, got that aura of sovereignty. We ain't the same, you can see the dichotomy.
Right.
Way he blast off, think he's studying rocketry. Trying their best, but they still never got to me.
Gang.
Cause I'm not one you see commonly. Nah, not the best, I'm just saying I gotta be. Only way to do this properly, then I'm plotting on some property. Definition of anomaly, don't mean to kill it, just do that subconsciously. So approach cautiously. Doing this with no apology, straight to the dome, every bar's a lobotomy.